The second Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts, or PIFA, is now open. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the Kimmel Center Plaza is once again its hub, this time with a giant time machine and a number of free events.
The first festival in 2011 celebrated the city's arts and culture and put a spotlight on the Kimmel Center as a public space. Kimmel President Ann Ewers says the center was meant to be just that.
When the Kimmel Center was first created, the intent was that this would be a drawing place, a connection, a crossroads for the community. And now people are eager to come back, and we are eager to have the entire Kimmel Center campus, if you would, be at the core of the festival activity.
PIFA, which this year enlisted more than 50 arts and culture partners to produce works, is guided by three core principles, says Ewers.
Innovation, creativity, and collaboration.
This year's participants were given the theme of time travel.
And when you look at what each group has done in looking at a defining moment in history, how their particular art form or their combinations of art forms are going to express what happened at that moment, or what I love, a number of them, looking into the future.
The many productions include a theatrical work about the day Billie Holiday died, Savion Glover performing a dance inspired by the beginning of the universe, and Rufus Wainwright recreating Judy Garland's famous 1961 concert at Carnegie Hall. A number of free events take place on the Kimmel's Commonwealth Plaza, including Friday noon concerts, late-night jazz, and a musical production Tuesday through Sunday nights. The 31-day festival ends with a street fair on Broad Street on April 27th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.